And we're looking at confidence at the moment on Get A Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice. We've looked at vocal confidence through relaxed breathing, vocal confidence through familiarisation with yourself. That was yesterday's episode. And today's episode, episode 600, vocal confidence, you're welcome, vocal confidence through familiarisation with the script and the situation. Yeah, quite a bit to tell you about today. So let's get on with it. Yeah, so what's all this about? Familiarisation with the subject. We've spoken about some of this before. The knowledge of the script, not just the words, but the meaning and the significance and intention of the script and the words, and the role your character plays in conveying the message, plus who that message is targeted at, and what you want that recipient to do with that information. Nerves are what you are feeling, but think of the audience, not yourself. If you have to present a script that you're not comfortable with, perhaps you don't understand or are unfamiliar with it or don't agree with the content, then it's natural that you'll feel nervous about doing it. Also, there's familiarisation with the situation, so the studio, the staff, the workflow. Of course, when you're presenting a podcast, a lot of this comes naturally because you're likely to be familiar with your topic because it's one you're passionate about. That's why you've decided to set up a podcast about it. And you're likely to be recording at home, and that's a location that you're comfortable in. As David Hutchinson said on the weeditpodcasts.com, you started your podcast because you've got something to say. Your message and voice is too valued by your listeners and potential followers for you to be rendered tongue-tied by a lack of confidence. Yeah, confidence comes from experience in all of these areas. Also, playing a part, possible other elements like your health. Because to sound better and feel better, you need to have plenty of rest and water. And there's more health advice a little bit later on in subsequent episodes. Your microphone, we looked at this before, how you hear yourself may add or detract from your confidence. Is your sound real and relatable or thin and trebly? And what you wear, what is your superhero outfit to wear to get into the comfort zone, the confident zone when you're broadcasting or recording? Certain clothes or a wristband or a pendant to help you get into the zone? Do you dress up or dress down? Lucky socks or a special pen or headphones that fit just right and make you sound really good? All of these kinds of elements help you with your confidence. And if your confidence is up there, your voice is up there as well. One often has more confidence during a podcast because, of course, you're in the moment, but without the pressure of immediately perfect performance because of the record it, edit it workflow. And of course, you don't have that when you're on a radio or live TV situation. And in a voiceover situation, you don't have it because it's not live. But also, you've got several other people and several opportunities for takes, retakes, feedback, notes, consultation. And we'll come to what happens in a voiceover studio in that situation as Get A Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. Tomorrow, how the way we sound shapes our identities as Get A Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.